His Holiness Jaipatak
Maharaj was just at quite intensive GBC meetings for almost 2 weeks in Mumbai, and he was scheduled to be in Hyderabad for therapy, but he especially rearranged his travel plans to come here to Mayapur Dham just for about 2.5 days to just to give us his association.
To thank all of you and welcome you and serve you. And get your association. I didn't take away the like. Sorry.
Thank you, Maharaj. Today is Diwali.
Wow!
According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, this is the day in the month of Kartik that Lord Sri Krishna performed his Damodar Leela. Early in the morning, Yashoda Mayi, she was eager to celebrate Diwali by making special prasadam, or special bhoga to offer to Lord Krishna. And we know the beautiful story, how she was churning the yogurt into butter, singing sweet songs in her love for Lord Gopal. And as she was singing and remembering him, milk was flowing from her body as an expression of her motherly love. And Gopal, who was in bed, became thirsty to drink that milk and ran to his mother. And she began to feed him. But then the milk was boiling over. I'm going to speak this story very abbreviated because we want to offer lamps in just a few minutes. So she put Krishna down to save that special milk from the best of all the cows of Brajbhumi. She was going to use that for a preparation to make for Gopal. But Krishna took that opportunity to show the world there should be no priority above his will. So with a stone, he broke the pot of yogurt, went to another room, Yashoda Mai came back and saw the little buttery footprints of Krishna, the broken pot. She followed those footprints, and there in a courtyard, on a upside-down grinding mortar, Gopal had taken some butter from a clay pot that was hanging with ropes from the ceiling, and he was eating it and feeding it to the monkeys. She came behind with a small stick. When the monkeys started chattering and ran and jumping out the windows and climbing up trees to escape Yashoda Mai, Krishna saw her, jumped off the grinding mortar and ran. He was just a baby. Yashoda Mai was chasing after him and he was running. Even the greatest mystics, yogis, tapasis, scholars, they cannot catch Krishna through all of their efforts, even after many, many lifetimes. But this simple gopi Yashoda, Krishna Krishna allowed himself to be caught by her. His limbs were trembling. His lips were quivering. His eyes were pouring tears. And he cried to his mother, "Please put down that stick. I promise you I will never do this again." So she threw the stick. Queen Kunti was remembering this. He who is feared by fear personified, as Mahavishnu, who is just a partial expansion of an expansion of a plenary portion of the Lord, he destroys the entire cosmic manifestation with one inhalation. That's all. Now you're all breathing so many times.
What have you done?
He exhales and all the cosmic manifestation manifests. He inhales and it's destroyed. We inhale, exhale, nobody cares. That is the Lord. And Gopal, who even Mahavishnu worships as the all-powerful one, he was running in fear of Yashoda, crying, just to increase his devotee's love and to attract the world to that sweet love. Yashoda Mai, to protect Krishna, she brought a silk rope to bind him by the waist. But it was two fingers too small. She tied more rope to that original rope to put it around his waist, but again it was two fingers too small. She brought more and more and more ropes. Soon other gopis heard about this amazing pastime, and they all came from various houses with all their ropes. It was a festival of ropes, all different colored ropes. Different size ropes, all being tied, and all the gopis were helping Mother Yashoda tie more and more ropes, and every time she put it around, it was exactly two fingers too small. Now the ropes were now many kilometers long, and Krishna's waist was the same size, like this. It didn't expand. In other avatars, like Vamanadeva, when he wanted to cover some more ground, he expanded into very big size. But Gopal doesn't have to expand. He can be the same size to preserve that motherly affection, but still manifest his unlimited nature. Another time at Brahmanda Ghat, Yashoda Mai looked to see in Krishna's mouth whether he had eaten dirt, as Balaram has accused. And he said, "No, I have not eaten dirt. Let me see." "All right, you see. Open your mouth." "Yes, I will open my mouth." And she looked inside. His mouth is only this big. But the entire universe was in that mouth. All the mountains, all the oceans, all the planets, all the devatas, all the living entities. She saw herself. And yet Krishna's mouth didn't grow. And in this way, Yashoda Mai could not stop thinking of Gopal as her own child. This is what it really means that God is great. How he can increase the love of his devotees. Gopal was seeing Yashoda Mai working so hard, but still she could not bind him. So he wanted to show the world that he is bound by the love of his devotees. Yashoda Mai tied the knot. Those two fingers, our acharyas explain, what is required
to bind Krishna. One is our sincere endeavor. Srila Prabhupada explains, if we want to bind Krishna, three things are required. To be serious, sincere, and have no ulterior motives. That means only for the pleasure of the Lord. And when those are there, then the other finger is Krishna's mercy. Krishna bestows his mercy and reveals himself and allows himself to be controlled by the devotee. Here in Navadvip, we'd like to speak for just a few minutes on some of the childhood pastimes of Lord Gauranga. That are parallel to this beautiful childhood leelas of Lord Krishna in Gokul. We heard from Srila Jayapataka Swami Maharaj how Sri Advaitacharya was fasting and crying out for Krishna to personally appear because he understood there was no other way to rescue the lives of the people of this age of Kali and give pure devotional service. And many times Lord Chaitanya throughout his life, from the beginning to the end, he declared to the world that it was because of these prayers of Sri Advaita Prabhu that I came to this world to manifest the Harinam Sankirtan movement. On that full moon night, during the eclipse, when everyone was in the Ganga, chanting the names of Hari, in Shantipur, Sri Advaita and Haridas Thakur, they felt such ecstasy in their hearts, they knew that Krishna appeared. Sri Advaita sent Sita Thakurani, his wife, to Sri Navadvip to offer gifts to the child of Sachimata and Jagannath Mishra. When Sita saw this beautiful form of the newborn baby child, she was thinking in her heart that that same beautiful boy with the bluish complexion, Gopal, has appeared again in Sri Navadvip with the most lovely effulgent golden complexion. She knew. But the Lord, for the sake of his Leela, covered all of his devotees by his yoga maya potency as Krishna did, so that they could not detect that he was actually the Lord that they were praying for, crying for, and longing for. Little Nimai, he would cry. And the only thing that could possibly stop him from crying was if everyone gathered around him, clapped their hands, and blissfully chanted Krishna's holy names. He was just a baby crawling around. He would sit on the laps of the gopis and they would chant for him and he would be dancing even though he couldn't even walk. When he started to walk like Krishna, he became very naughty. Sometimes he would run out to the streets and he would beg everybody for bananas and sweetmeats, sandesh. And because of his charming form,
everyone had to give him whatever he wanted. And he would take those sweetmeats, one or two at a time, and run back into his house and give it to the ladies. Krishna was stealing milk sweets and milk from the gopis. And as Lord Gauranga, he was giving it back to them for the simple price of their chanting of the holy name. We only have about 3 minutes, so I'll speak very briefly. Nimai, small child, would run into the neighbors' houses. And like Krishna, he would break everything he would see. And he would steal. Steal milk sweets, steal butter, steal yogurt. And what he didn't steal, he would throw over. Now, actually, is the Lord a thief? Bhagavad Gita, we understand the basic spiritual principle, Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, that Krishna is the proprietor of everything that exists. So if we consider anything to be our own, disconnected from him, we are thieves. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as little Nimai, would go in and steal from the ladies of Navadweep, it was their greatest pleasure. Sometimes the Brahmins would come and complain to Jagannath Mishra about the mischievous activities of Nimai. And sometimes the ladies and the girls would complain, just as the gopis would complain to Yashoda Mai. But Vrindavan Das Thakur explains how little Nimai, in his naughty activities, he gave so much pleasure to his devotees. So much pleasure. They didn't know he was Krishna, but he awakened in their hearts such love for him. And there it is, a parallel to the Srimad Bhagavatam, that historical conversation between Parikshit Maharaj and Shukadev Goswami. Parikshit Maharaj was stunned. How is it possible, Shukadev Goswami, what you have said, that all the gopis and the gopas of the elder ages, they all loved Krishna more than their own children? This is humanly impossible. Those of you who are mothers, if your child is not getting such good grades and not so well behaved, and may not even treat you as well as your neighbor's child who's getting top grades, do you love your child less than that? It's not possible. Parents have a natural affinity of love for their child and favor them. But every single gopi in Vrindavan was loving Krishna more. How is this possible? Shukadev Goswami told, because Krishna is the Paramatma. He is the life force in every living being. When the life force is gone, all there is a dead corpse. Nobody is attracted much to the dead corpse. It is the life, the person within that body that people love. And Krishna is that life force. He is the source of all spirit souls. Whatever attractiveness any spirit soul has, it's only because they are an insignificant, infinitesimal part and parcel of Krishna's all-attractive nature. So ultimately, Krishna is the only object of everyone's love. Maya is when we don't recognize a person's connection to Krishna. In the same way, the devotees of Sri Navadvip Dham, their love for Krishna, their love for Nimai, was unlimited. It was infinite. It was more than their own children. It was more than their own lives. It was more than the whole world. But still, they did not know He was God, their worshipable object. Because like the Damodar Leela, Krishna wanted to increase the intimacy of their affection. Yes, Nimai's childhood pastimes here in Sri Navadvip were non-different, absolutely non-different than the childhood pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. And today we are celebrating on this day of Diwali. Not only the loving relation between Krishna and Yashodamai, but we are especially also meditating and praying, offering our lamps of love to the relationship of love between Nimai and Sachimata. Yashodamai came as Sachi Devi, and Gopal came as Nimai. So this beautiful Leela of Vatsalya Ras, in its supreme essence, is eternally being manifested here in Navadvip. And at this very moment, we will all go to offer the lamps of our gratitude and our affection to Nimai Sachi Devi, Gopal Yashodamai. When we offer this lamp, it is the lamp of our affection, the lamp of our longing to love. That fire of our longing to love Krishna, when we focus on it and nourish it with the fuel, with the ghee of the holy names of the Lord, of Harikatha, Vaishnava association, and humble devotional service, that is the ghee that keeps that flame within our heart alive and makes it grow and grow and grow, and ultimately it will burn to ashes all of our false ego, all of our separated selfish desires. And then that lamp of our love for Krishna, illuminates our hearts. And with that light, Krishna reveals Himself. So we are offering the lamp of our willingness to serve. We are offering the lamp of our longing to love. And when we offer it with this sentiment sincerely, Krishna accepts it. Last night, Umapati Swami Maharaj, His Holiness, told me when the devotees are offering these lamps, I am seeing something very, very special. That during the offering of the lamps of all the devotees, Radharani's smile is so special and sweet like no other time. I said, Maharaj, you are seeing that because your lamp is good lamp. But it is true. Srimati Radharani is the bestower of bhakti. And when they offer that lamp of our heart's love, the flame of our eagerness to hear, eagerness to chant, and longing to love, when it is offered with sincerity, Srimati Radharani will smile.
and that smile. Is the ultimate benediction and entrance into the eternal abode of the Lord. Radharani has appeared in this age of Kali as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who just wants to see that we're willing to fuel that fire, that little spark of our intent to love. We fuel it with the ghee of the holy name and service to the Vaishnavas, and he will smile upon us and fulfill that greatest ambition. And Srila Prabhupada explained, even one devotee, where that flame is burning, that one heart can illuminate the whole world. Now let us go to Sri Sri Radha Madhava's temple to offer the lamps of our love to Panchatattva Sri Radha Damodar, the lamp of our gratitude to Srila Prabhupada and all the Vaishnavas on this auspicious and holy day of Diwali. Thank you very much.